computers, cell phones, video games, life-saving equipment, iPods, GPS systems, from today and tomorrow.
Here to bring you your weekly tech roundup. Finally, you have something to tweet about. It's the Tech Vibes Podcast.
Hello, you're listening to the Tech Vibes Podcast. My name's Andrew.
I'm Matt.
And
we're here welcome to Tech Vibes, everyone.
Yeah, welcome. We're here to talk about this week's sort of technology roundup, looking through what's been happening in this week about tech. A lot's happened. It's been interesting, mostly about Facebook, isn't it?
Yeah, it has. Facebook, iPhone, iOS, Apple.
A lot. And
lots of stuff.
Foursquare, are they dead? We're going to be talking about that today, so welcome to the show. Techvibes.com with a Z, or a Z if you're American, and you can find that there. Before we start, as I just said to Matt before we started, I'm now an iPhone 4 user.
Woohoo!
Yes, exciting.
Yes,
got my iPhone 4.
Awesome.
It, obviously the black, I've got 16 gig because I'm not rich, and I don't want to pay, but just because I feel the contract is so much. You have to pay like £200 for the phone, or like £250 for the phone on
right,
this contract. Yeah. And then you have to pay like, how much do you pay for the phone on the bottom contract in AT&T?
$199.
See, for me, that is so much cheaper than ours. We probably pay like $350 in dollars.
Oh, wow.
It's so expensive. But luckily, it's probably more than that, but luckily I'm really happy with it. I'm just transferring my number, and O2, the company I've chosen, are making me restart my phone every, like, minute for the next 24 hours, technically, just because I'm transferring my number. Not really 24 hours, but they said it can take that long. So if I'm sitting here until tomorrow morning just doing it, I will not be happy, O2. Not be happy at all. But anyway, welcome to the show. We're going to be talking about, you know, all sorts today, starting with what, Matt?
Facebook launches Places check-in service. Wow.
Really cool.
Another new Facebook feature. Okay.
Facebook is just going through killing companies. Just killing Web 2.0 companies.
It looks like it, because they have 500 million users, and it looks like they're just going after Twitter now.
Yeah.
Check-in services like Foursquare, Gowalla. Okay, so what is this new service? It's called Places. They announced it a couple nights ago. And it's the long-awaited feature that brings location-based functionality to the most popular social network in the world.
Yes.
So, what is Places? If you're familiar with Gowalla or Foursquare, it's basically, if you're at a place, you just check in to where you are, and it will post to your friends on Twitter, Facebook, or wherever. So, Facebook has integrated this into their service now. And so, let's say you're at a place, let's say you're at a pizza store or whatever, and you say, oh, I'm here with Andrew and I'm here with Tyler. There's a button called Places. You check in, and it posts to, you tag your two friends who you are with, and it posts right to your wall and says, oh, Matt is now with Andrew and Tyler at
Now, the cool
pizza
thing
hut.
Is...
Whatever. Yeah.
The good thing is that it's an awesome service. Now, privacy issues are that, basically, if I get tagged by you and I accept it once, it seems to lock me into it, apparently. So, if I accept it once, I'm accepting you forever. So, I may once allow it to say, hey, you've checked me in that I'm at the mall with you. I'm just going to use American words. But I may not want you to check me in to be at, like, I don't know, something really embarrassing.
At an embarrassing place. Like, oh, we don't want Andrew to, we don't want people to know that Andrew's at, you know, so-and-so.
Yeah. And once you've let it in, it's really let in. Now, Facebook, they always seem to have one little thing which they do wrong with everything. Especially about privacy. Like, they probably, I don't know, but it just seems that way. Like, there's this, like, oh, that's good. They've done privacy. Oh, wait, that.
yeah.
If you don't have an iPhone, you can use the Touch website, but it is built into, it's built into the...
Yeah, Facebook just announced the update to their Facebook app. So, when you launch Facebook on your iPhone, the middle button is called Places, and you just have to, once you click Allow, you'll enter the Places interface, and from there you can share your location with your friends, find out where your friends are, and if they're using Places.
Now the question is there things like Mare and whatever? I haven't really been able to use this.
I don't think there is. No.
So